I want to start our thoughts this morning by asking, do you see Jesus? Now, I don't mean physically, you know that. Jesus doesn't walk on the earth physically anymore. He's ascended to the heavens. But I'm asking, do you see Jesus in your surroundings? Do you see Jesus in opportunities that present ourselves that we might be of service to others? Do we find ourselves moved with compassion about the injustices that exist in our world today? We're going to spend most of our time in Matthew chapter 25 this morning. But I want us to go, first of all, to Matthew chapter 20. And in the passage that was just read for you, here is an incident in the life of Jesus. Jesus and his disciples and followers were on the way to Jericho. And they were leaving the city, and there were many that were following them. And there were two blind men. And it says here that a large crowd followed him, and two blind men, sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by, cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on us, Son of David." The crowd sternly told them to be quiet, but they cried even louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." And Jesus stopped. And he called them and he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Lord, we want our eyes to be open." Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight. Can you just imagine what it was like for these two men that had been blind all these years, and to have their eyes open where they could see? Don't you think that that was an absolutely glorious day for these two men? But there was a statement in there that Jesus made that really caught my eye. Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" And of course, their answer was, "Lord, we want our eyes open. We want to see." And I think that would be an awesome thing for us to ask God to do for us today. To open our eyes so that we can see. Sometimes we find ourselves being able to see physically, but being blind spiritually. And so I think what we're asking this morning is, "Lord, help me to see what you want me to do, what you expect of me. How can I live more like you?" And then maybe, Lord, help me to ask the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" This question, first of all, would cause us to focus more on others than we are on ourselves. In case we have a little problem wondering what the answer to that question needs to be, maybe we need to go to Matthew chapter 25 and see what Jesus has to say there about looking around us, opening our eyes to what needs there are in the lives of others. In Matthew chapter 25, what's happening here is a judgment scene. Jesus is taking us forward in time to the judgment. And it answers the question for us, What does Jesus want me to do for others? And he begins by saying, but the Son of Man, verse 31, Matthew chapter 25, but when the Son of Man comes in his glory with all of his angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne, and the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep and the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left hand. The first thing we need to see is we need to see that we need to be alert to the fact that Jesus is coming back again. It'll change our view of life. If we live every day like Jesus was coming back that day, it will literally change our lives. Now just think about it. Tomorrow, Monday, March the 20th. What if Jesus was coming back tomorrow? How would that change our day? How would that change today, knowing he's coming back tomorrow? One of the things we need to open our eyes to is the fact that life is just a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. You're not here long. Take it for someone that's been down the road. I haven't got a whole lot more road left. I know that. Man, it's gone quick. And you'll just blink your eyes a time or two and you'll be where I am right now. We're not here but just for a little while. And here's the deal. All of eternity is resting and dependent upon what I do now. I can't afford to be blinded and have tunnel vision as I'm going through this life. I can't afford to shut Jesus out of my life. Because he is the only hope that I've got. And people, he is coming back. Earlier in this Matthew, we find the story of the 10 virgins. The 5 wise, the 5 foolish. And the point was that Jesus was making was, you better be ready. In chapter 24, it speaks about Noah. It says when the Lord's coming back, it'll be just like any other day. Be eating and drinking and marrying and giving into marriage. And it was just like that in the days of Noah. And the flood came unexpectedly. And the people that were saved in that world were Noah and his family who were ready for what was to come. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 2 through 4, it warns, therefore, you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, you, because you've got your eyes open, because you've looked into this word and know that Jesus is coming back, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day would overtake you like a thief. Be ready to meet God, whether it's tomorrow or whether it's not. But just like these blind men, it was just another ordinary day. They got up just like they always did, went out to the road where there was going to be traffic, where they could beg alms. That's the only way they could live. Couldn't work, so they had to beg alms. But this day would not be an ordinary day. This day, they would have the opportunity to be able to be healed and have their eyes opened again, literally. What an awesome opportunity. Well, if we're going to open our eyes and see, then we need to be aware. We need to be able to be aware of the needs of others that are around us and see as Jesus saw, with a compassionate and kind and loving heart. Whenever Jesus was talking here in Matthew chapter 25, he talks about how that the king will say to those on the right, "Come ye who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the kingdom from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. Sick, and you visited me. In prison, and you came to me." And then the righteous will answer to him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, and thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick and in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these your brethren, you did it unto me." We need to have our eyes open and be aware of the needs of those that are around us. In Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that have this attitude, have this mind in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he was existed in the form of God, didn't regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man, being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. When the angel appeared to Joseph, she told him in Matthew 1 verse 23, "Behold, the virgin will be with child, and she'll bear a son. You'll call his name Emmanuel," which will mean God is with us. Jesus came here. He didn't come in a big fanfare. He didn't come in a palace, wealth or fame or notoriety. And that's not where we'll find him today. We need to have our eyes open to see those that are in need around us, because there are a lot of people that are. Jesus was found among the helpless and the homeless and the sick. I dare say we've got a lot better chance of finding Jesus and seeing Jesus in a hospital or a nursing home than we do at some kind of political or among the elegant or the powerful. But asking the Lord to let us see, let us know. Jesus told the Pharisees in John 9, he said, beginning with verse 39, "For judgment I came into the world, so that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind." Those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and said to him, "We are not blind too, are we?" And Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But since you say, we see, your sin remains. Jesus said, I came to help people see. So we need to look through the eyes of Jesus. But then lastly this morning, if we're going to let the Lord open our eyes, then we need to let Him open our eyes to be available. To be available to serve those. Reading on in Matthew chapter 25, the Lord then turns to those that are on the left hand and says, I was hungry and thirsty and sick and in prison and I needed you and you weren't there. And again they said, Lord, when did we see you? When did we see you? When did we see you? And Jesus again says to them, when you did it not to the least of these your brethren, you did it not to me. Expect to be inconvenienced. Expect to be interrupted along your way of life. That's where your opportunities may come. These men were an interruption to Jesus, and the people that were there saw it as an interruption and tried their best to keep them quiet. Don't run out there. Don't holler. Don't bother him. He's busy. But they just cried even the more loudly. And Jesus had compassion. How many days go exactly like you planned them to go? Not too many. So how do we handle the interruption in our life? How do we see those that are around us that are in need? In Matthew 14 and verse 7, Jesus states, for you always have the poor with you, and whatever you wish you can do good to them, but you don't always have me. Yet in the sense that we always have Jesus, because he's always there with us, what we need to do is we need to open our eyes to see it. And 1 John chapter 4 tells us that we need to recognize Jesus in our midst. John begins in verse 14. We have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And then it goes on to say, here that we love because he first loved us. Verse 20. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God who's not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. Certainly Jesus emphasized this when he said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have a love one for another. I'd just like to leave you this morning with this passage of Scripture. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. Jesus was going through all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and the healing of every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. And seeing, Jesus seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to his disciples, the harvest indeed is plentiful. Now watch this. But the workers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of harvest that he send workers into the harvest. Lord, help us to see. Help us to open up our hearts to know that without you we have no chance of eternal life. For you are the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no way to the Father except by you. Lord, help me to open my eyes this morning, to be willing to obey your commandments if I have never been baptized for the remission of my sins, to do that. Lord, help me to open my eyes as a child of God to those that are in need around me, to those that are crying out, those that are lost, those that are in darkness. Help me to see that you are the light. I have the light. And to let my light so shine before others that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Lord, help me to see my home. Help me to see glory. Help me to see that you are my hope. You are my confidence. You are my strength. You are my way. Lord, help me to see. Will you come while together we stand and sing?
Hear the sweet voice of Jesus say, come